If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
We're so happy to have you along this week. We've got a special guest, a friend of mine from years past, Senator Travis Holdman. The state senator in Indiana up in the 19th district's coming. He's going to share some ideas and thoughts with us that are going on around the state of Indiana. But really, for those of you that are in the other states that hear the show, I want you to understand it's more than just Indiana.
Yes.
It's more than just District 19. Some of this is stuff that is very, very impactful. I went to Washington, was able to sit down with the vice president, a couple of our senators, had two of the local hospital CEOs with us. And I learned this thing about opioids that's just absolutely depressing. You may be tired of hearing about them. We're not going to talk about them on this show today in terms of anything short of the crisis. But what I want to talk about is economically. When you invest money, there are good business plans that are out there. But you've got to ask yourself, especially if you're doing an investment that is in a non-publicly traded event, you know, where do the workers come from? In Japan, Japan is criticized or complimented, pick one depending on who you are, over all of the robots. Right? They were the most robotic country you could possibly find. And a lot of people said, well, they were getting rid of their own workers, and it's horrible, and we should never bring that to America. My friends, let me tell you, Japan had to build the robots. It's kind of like when I was a kid and they said we were going to run out of oil by 1980.
Yes.
Yeah, we would have, based on what we knew in 1970.
Sure.
Right? But we figured out ways to get around it. Japan's economy was going to come to a collapse because they had no workers.
Mm.
They literally sell more baby diaper or more adult diapers in Japan than baby diapers today.
Wow.
I mean, that's not an exaggeration. It's a fact.
That's amazing.
And so they had to build robots to figure out how to continue to produce things and do things. We have a challenge in the United States. And from a social setting, a social situation, it is opioid.
Yeah.
But from an economic situation, you know, we want to continue to build businesses. We want to continue to have manufacturing here in the good old state of Indiana. Well, you got to have workers.
Yeah.
And they've got to be able to pass safety tests.
Yeah.
Which means they can't have a lot of dope in their body.
Nope.
It just doesn't work. So we'll talk a little bit about that. One of the stations that I'm on, this is the last week for that station. They're making a change. And so I went through and gave my last talk. If I only had 9 minutes left to talk to my daughters, here's what I would want them to know about money. So we're going to share that with you as well. I certainly hope you enjoy it. If you've got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can always reach us at 800-928-4001. We look forward to the show. We really look forward to your comments. And just in case I forget to say it, have a merry, merry Christmas. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. Happy to have you all along. We have a special guest in studio with us today, Senator Travis Holdman, Indiana State Senator, District 19. Welcome, Travis.
Thank you, Joe. So glad to be here.
It is so happy to have you here. We both done some stuff together with Youth for Christ and some other things, and it's good to have the friendship still last this long.
It is. It is great.
Every now and then, I get out my coffee cup from the time I was at your house. It was the last time that I actually interviewed at that point in time Governor Pence.
Yes.
Before he we sit down and had him here on Consider This. So it was a good time. So. I know you're kind of new to the show, but one of the things that I am really, really passionate about is elder care abuse and lack of understanding sometimes when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my frustration. It's not just elder, and when you know we're at that age where elder now means 80 and 90.
Exactly.
it's not 50 and 60 right. anymore, right? It's the three of us can relate.
Thank goodness.
exactly. So this is really indicative of a lot of us. But I'm going to tell you a sad story that probably doesn't go under what I would call elder care abuse. Mm-hmm. I just want you to be aware of it, and then I'm going to tell you one that I saw last week. That I think we ought to have some ability to have some repercussions, shall we say. So I work with accounting firms, Travis, and CPA firms. And so one of my partners in the CPA world has this doctor, was well known in Lafayette, Indiana. He had $1 million brokerage account after tax. So he'd done well saving money, and everybody knew this guy. In this case, it happened to be with a well-known wirehouse, and I don't blame the broker for this at all. In this case, I don't blame the broker at all. Well-known surgeon, 62 years old, $1 million account, hates taxes, right? It's very, very similar to what you and I would say short of the $1 million account part,
sure.
right? So I look at the statement, but before I look at anybody's statement ever, I look at their 1040. He's living on Social Security. He's got all this money after tax, right? His taxable income literally put him into the 10% marginal bracket. Mm. And yet the broker had him in $1 million worth of tax-exempt municipal bonds because that's the way our heads work. We hate the IRS, yeah. right? The broker didn't ask to see the 1040, made the decision based on what he believed to be true, which I can understand. Mm-hmm. I can understand that, right? And that goes under, I wish people were more proactive with their money. This case, this last week, I was able to go out and a lady who's known me for many, many, many years called, don't make a lot of home visits anymore, but she's 95. Aww. And I show up and she had received a check and essentially a broker at a very common institution here in Indiana had taken her $50,000, which was all she had. And she said, she was worried about taxes because it was taxable income, Sherry. And she's worried about taxes, and so he promptly put her in three tax-exempt municipal bond funds. Her taxable income for the last 7 years is zero. She's living on $12,000 a year, and a 95-year-old, in my opinion, should not be allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Now, I know it's really, really hard from your seat as a state senator to take on this battle, but What issues do you see out there that's not just in this situation, but that we can do to continue to work on our aging population and help making sure that they're getting the best advice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think Secretary Lawson, Connie Lawson, yep. Secretary of State, is passionate about this issue. You and I have spoken briefly
Friend
about
the show.
That before. She and I sat on the Senate floor together for about 5 years. Great lady. I think to support her office and the things that they're trying to do on the security side is very important. But I think we need sometimes to be a little more proactive as a state than what we're doing currently. I think there is elder abuse that occurs, but I think the financial elder abuse issue is something that maybe the Attorney General's office needs to take a look at. The Attorney General's office and local prosecutors in the state are responsible for investigating and filing charges if it needs to be in elder abuse situations. And I'm not sure we really do a lot there because our focus so much is on child abuse, which is
very important.
Has been one of my key issues that right. I've dealt with while I've been in the state Senate. But and folks don't want to talk about it in so many cases. People are embarrassed. Folks older than me and even my age are embarrassed by the fact that perhaps they were taken by an investment advisor, given bad advice. They're embarrassed by that. They don't even want to share that with their kids,
right,
with other family members. So I think public awareness and education is a huge piece of what we need to do. But I think just heightening that level of understanding and then giving perhaps some more authority to the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office and local prosecutors to take a look at what really goes on with financial abuse of kids, of parents, excuse me, by the kids. I had one case. My first trial I had as a deputy prosecutor was a case where a daughter was taking her mother to the nursing home because she had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So we have somebody who's not making good decisions, not really into...
Already impaired.
Impaired. On the way to the nursing home, believe this or not, she went by the local car dealer and had her mother sign a check to buy her a new car.
Yeah.
The family, other family members were so outraged by this, they went to the local, came to the local prosecutor's office. Charges were filed against the daughter, and it was the first and only jury trial that I lost as a deputy prosecutor because the defense attorney was allowed to introduce evidence that, in fact, the rest of the family members, the brothers and sisters, had filed a lawsuit against her to get the money back in civil court down the hall. When that information came out, and then after the not guilty verdict came back, we were able to talk to some of the jurors, and they said she was going to get her due at the other end of the hallway in the other court. We didn't necessarily...
So we'll leave it alone criminally.
We'll not let her go to jail.
Yeah.
So I have a question. If I'm a child, and I'm not taking advantage of my elderly parent, but I think maybe an investment person is, that they, my parent has a relationship with, what can I do?
I think having a durable power of attorney is very important. A lot of folks just don't go there. They don't do that,
right,
because they just don't think it's necessary. But I think so many times if you have an elderly parent, it's important to talk to them about their estate plan, which in many cases includes all the legal docs that you need in place. And one of those is a durable power of attorney that would allow that child to make that decision. And it's not so much that you need to make the decision apart from the parent, but when you get to that point in life that you agree that a child can act on your behalf, you start that conversation about, Mom, hey, Dad, what are you doing with your investment? Because I need to know if I'm going to act as your attorney, in fact.
You need to at least have somebody that's there. Hopefully it's somebody who's that you trust
that
and you
trust.
Know well. But when I look at what I call abuse, I see abuse over... intentional, like the daughter stealing the money for the car. Mm-hmm. I see abuse over just not paying attention until somebody's out of it, and then you show up to trying to help yourself. Mm-hmm. And then I see abuse where it's simply a lack of education. And that's what, when I taught at Purdue, that was one of the things that I was on, was to try to build a call center to be able to help people. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Senator Travis Holdman, the senator for Indiana, District 19, joining us today. We're going to come back, more conversation, but keep your questions coming. You can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. Happy to have you along, Sherry, and all of our guests. In studio with us today, we have Senator Travis Holdman. He's the Indiana Senate District 19. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
So good to be here, my friend. Thank you.
Good to be here.
There is a thing I will fess up to that just doesn't affect my family, that I have not been around. I went with the Chamber of Commerce to visit our vice president and people that were out there, and I learned more about this little thing called opioids than I ever wanted to believe was true. I had two presidents and CEOs of the hospitals locally, and it was just kind of a painful experience for me. And when I ask you what we needed to talk about in here, dadgummit, that was one of the first things out of in the email.
Sure.
So tell me what you would like our listeners to know about opioids, what we're doing in Indiana, and then I will run it into the investment part.
Well, we have a crisis in Indiana, as we do across the whole country, with opioid abuse. Part of this is our own fault as a government, because one of the small rules that is out there that Medicare uses in certification of hospitals is the whole issue of whether or not a patient leaves a hospital pain-free. So for years, we've been carrying this requirement that patients leave pain-free, and when they respond to questionnaires from Medicare, that's one of the questions that's asked, and if you don't leave pain-free, well, then the doctor obviously, the hospital obviously did something wrong. Well, so to get you to leave the hospital pain-free, what do?
We give you drugs.
We give you drugs.
So when I left, they just said, Mr. Clark, you're being a pain.
Yes, you know, get out of here. Huh?
That's right.
Pay your bill and
You've
leave.
You've been evicted, pal.
So we've started to make some changes in Indiana law. We passed a number of pieces of legislation just in this last session. And I think one of the more important pieces was limiting the prescription for opioids to patients. We used to write 30-day subscriptions, or physicians were allowed to write 30-day prescriptions. Excuse me. It's now 7 days instead. And we're taking a look at what other alternatives may be there. There are some more expensive drugs that are
less addictive.
Are not addictive. And I think we need to be taking a look at those, but there's a huge cost factor involved. But we have so many issues that surround this opioid abuse that's going on. And opioids, heroin, this whole issue of drug abuse is so insidious in our society. And it's really affecting so many things in other ways. We have seen an 80% increase of children removed from their homes. Children in need of services. 80% in the last 5 years. 80% of those cases have been cases where they've come out of homes where the parent is addicted. Meth homes, heroin users, opioid users. And there's a huge cost to that.
Sure.
Department of Child Services is about running about $100 million over budget.
And that's just in Indiana.
Just in Indiana. In caring for kids that are coming from these drug addicted families. So there's an issue there. There's an issue with workforce development, finding workers for jobs in Indiana. When you have an unemployment rate as low as what we have, that's a great blessing. We're grateful for that. But at the same time, we're sort of scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Our participation rate is very low.
That's right. So it creates some real problems. I toured a manufacturer locally just about 3 weeks ago. 30 to 40% of the people that apply for a job will fail the drug test or will refuse employment because they have to take a drug test and take a drug test on a regular basis. This is a business that does a lot of metal stamping. They do a lot of laser work, and you just can't afford, an employer cannot afford to have employees in dangerous.
Can't take the liability.
And it's the same way with medical. Toured a medical facility a few weeks ago as well, and they say they have the same problem. The manufacturer told me that since January of this year, they have about 350 employees currently on the payroll. But since January of this year, they have hired 400 people and have only 50 left of that 400 that they hired. Part of it is the opioid issue and the drug issue, the marijuana issue that we have in the state. The other issue is just the culture that we live in and the millennial generation, that he says is not uncommon for them to come into work 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning when their shift starts. They leave for lunch,
never come back.
Oh, yeah, we can't legislate that one away. My concern when I look at economic development, mm-hmm. right? When you go to invest in a business, you are looking very much at the business model, the leadership. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the capital that they have available, the market opportunity. But don't ever forget about the working body. Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely.
I have 25 people on my team, and one of our challenges is finding the right people with the right integrity. You know, that belong here. I am happy to say that there's only one person in the whole company that works here that somebody else didn't know before they came.
That's great.
But it's, yep. You know, we have a huge blessing in that regard. So if you could wave a wand, Senator,
what would you do
to fix this if you could wave a wand and you didn't have to worry about carrying the votes?
I think there's a huge cultural shift that we've got to make. I travel a lot for my other job besides the Senate job. I travel the country talking to banks and bankers and bank boards. Had to be in California a few weeks ago, and I watched three movies on the airplane as I'm going and coming. Every one of the movies I watched, there was a casual use of drugs or light made of drug use by Hollywood. It's a systemic problem, I think, that we think it's kind of funny, it's entertaining, that we can talk about using drugs or mom and dad smoking marijuana, getting high and laughing about it, making a joke about it. But when our president comes on air and says we have an epidemic, we have a crisis in our country with drug abuse, and we just make light of it, there's a disconnect there.
I agree. And we have states, though, that are making some of that legal, right? I mean,
they have made that mistake.
I have been to Colorado, and I tell you, I've been to Colorado before it was legal, and I've been to Colorado since it was legal. And I will fess up, in Colorado Springs, I don't see that much difference. But don't tell me walking down the city streets in Denver that it's the same city that it once was. I mean, we have a problem.
Yes. Well, and one thing that we're hearing from legislators across the country is, and there's a lot of work going into Colorado to see what's actually happened there with legalizing marijuana. They're finding that their revenues, their tax revenues, are not near what they were told they were going to be. The black market has taken over. In Colorado, with the sale of marijuana, and the treatment issue for overdose on marijuana is astronomical in the state, and the taxpayer is paying for that.
Yeah. Money and coming in one door and going out the other is not a good plan.
No, absolutely. I travel a couple times a year to Las Vegas. They passed medicinal marijuana a few years ago, and it's nothing but a joke.
Right.
You see these huge billboards along the interstate.
Yeah.
Stop in. We'll give you a prescription while you wait. And it's just a joke.
Sad topic, my friends. But it is one of those things economically we've got to deal with. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Senator Travis Holdman and Sherry Kontos. We got to take a break. Give us a call, 800-928-4001.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. Happy to have you along. Along with us today, we have Senator Travis Holdman, Indiana State Senator from District 19. And I like to play the game, Senator, when you can wave a wand and you don't have to worry about carrying votes, though we all know we have to carry the votes, right? Everybody has their own agenda. But one of the things that I see happening is that communities are fighting with communities more often interstate over who gets development, who gets build, who gets companies. Believe me, there were many conversations from the Fishers people about us building our building there as opposed to building it in Indy, you know, or in Anderson, I should say. And, you know, you have those conversations. But there's also that outer state battle. So as a senator, as one of our leaders, what are we doing to try to put ourselves in a continued better position than the competitive states that are around us?
Well, we've done a lot, and we really have our governors to thank for that. Mitch Daniels started the ball rolling. Mike Pence kept it going.
With the inheritance tax, for sure.
That's right. And Eric Holcomb has done a great job casting the vision for where we need to go, but continuing the efforts of Mitch Daniels and Mike Pence. And when you take a look at Indiana, from an economic development standpoint, being one of the leaders in the Midwest and now across the country for the best place to do business, the best place to start a business, the least regulation, the most effective and efficient government, state government in the country. We've done all the right things to get us out on that playing field. We now, as I mentioned earlier, we just have an issue with the low unemployment rate. And how do we attract workers to Indiana, especially the millennial generation and younger folks, to get them here and to stay? And I think we're doing well. Having Illinois as a neighbor has been a great blessing for us. We love poking fun at Illinois,
yes,
but it's the honest truth. Back a few years ago, Indiana started on the path to decrease individual income tax rates and corporate income tax rates. The same year we started that slide to move that rate down over a five-year period, Illinois actually raised their corporate income tax the first 6 months of that year. I think that was 3 or 4 years ago now. 30 companies in the first 6 months moved their corporate headquarters from Illinois to Indiana.
And just as many went to Iowa.
That's right.
I mean, it was,
and Missouri.
It was the stripping of on both sides.
Yes. And it's been a boom for us, but eventually they'll figure that out. I don't think it's going to necessarily going to be in my lifetime.
Caterpillar's based there.
That's
right. And even threatened to leave over all of this. They said they had an obligation to the shareholder.
That's right.
And amazingly, have a brand new, really, really big building, and I have no idea what the tax breaks were. I guess I could research them and find out, but it's a sad situation.
Yeah, and the problem they have in Illinois, I've talked to Illinois legislators, and they say they don't know what the end game is, how they're going to get out of this mess that they've created, because they currently are operating a budget with a huge deficit because they have all this unfunded liability,
right,
for retirements. And
grows even more and more and more.
It's terrible. But
here in Indiana, what is our tax agenda? What are we trying to do to continue to improve the situation? You and I were talking a break about the new gas tax, and you know, as a conservative, I hate to hear the word tax ever in a positive direction.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to take care of roads, right?
That's
right. We do have to have some things. So where do you see us going here in this next year?
Well, I think you'll not see another tax increase for quite some time. That's not even on the radar. Something just had to be done with our roads and our infrastructure situation. And I think the legislature did the right thing, the mature thing, by saying we're not going to pass this obligation on to our kids and to our grandchildren. We're going to take care of it now, because what we have now is a 20-year plan to fund our infrastructure in the state of Indiana. And so I think we've taken the responsible step. I think we just continue to do what we can from a workforce development angle. And we see that's one of the governor's priorities, is workforce development and readying that workforce, starting at the middle school level for kids in school. So when they graduate, they realize, and mom and dad are beginning to see that their student is not college bound, and we need to get them into some kind of a technical school, some kind of a trade. So when they come out of high school, in many cases, are ready to go to work. Everything that we can do in cooperation with Ivy Tech and our other state universities and colleges throughout the state to get those kids ready to go to work as soon as they come out. I have a niece in Missouri that just graduated from high school. The week before she walked across the stage to get her high school diploma, she walked across the stage at the local junior college and got her associate's degree.
That's pretty cool.
Because she was able to do dual enrollment. And now she's at the University of Missouri at Rolla in their science and technology program. And it's phenomenal what we can do with kids these days if we give them all the tools that they need, but really be realistic as a parent that Johnny is not going to be a college graduate because he just can't do that work. There's other professions, and he can make more money,
absolutely,
to be honest with you, than he can with a college degree.
Too many people, in my opinion, try to live vicariously through their children. They want the opportunity that they thought they missed. If you've missed the data, the most recent report I saw, 43% of college graduates today actually use their degree. Mm. The rest of them just pay the student debt. And,
yeah,
you know, I hope they had a great experience. But I've got a lobby here just real quick for my industry and for my people.
Mm-hmm.
One of those taxes that's out there that gets thrown around is this financial transaction tax.
Mm.
And I will tell you, I have families in 31 states that we take care of with the Financial Enhancement Group. There are people who come to us so that they don't have to pay that tax.
Sure.
Because of the bottom line, with all taxes, it goes to the end user. I mean, you still have to pay for infrastructure. I still have to pay my team of 25. I still have to pay all the technology. If I've got an added tax on it, Travis, it's going to show up in your account, right? So just promise me that you're going to do your best to continue to fight that. That doesn't mean you can always win, but
I'll tell you, that's not on the radar, okay?
That's what I've heard from both sides of the aisle,
okay?
Which just makes me happy. I've heard we're safe for 2 years is what I've actually heard from the other side of the aisle.
I think we're looking at ways to, if there's a way we can continue to cut tax, we need to do that. It's all about jobs and growing the economy. And I think, to be honest with you, I think our president has the right idea. He's moving in the right direction with massive tax reform. To get things done, to get the country moving again.
Yeah. I started my career, Senator, 2 weeks before the crash in 1987.
Oh, my.
And I left Indiana University because Ronald Reagan signed the tax change in 1986. I was going to be an estate planning attorney.
Mm.
And he overhauled the code enough that people wouldn't have lost farms and businesses were able,
sure,
to transfer. And it really changed my life. And I will tell you, I'm frustrated with Congress right now.
Oh, my.
That I've got 3 weeks left on a calendar to be able to do something. But the reality is, from a transactional standpoint, I have to have everything done by December 21st, or the mm-hmm. custodians, TD Ameritrade, Fidelity, Schwab, say they can't get it done, right? So they've really put a noose around us.
Well, Congress has created a lot of problems for investment folks and for CPAs and tax folks, because they're going to be coming into this new tax year not knowing what's retroactive, what kind of life the tax changes are going to come out. Is this going to take effect in 3 years, 5 years, or in 2018? And people are going to be wanting to have their taxes done by the end of January, and it's not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Senator Travis Holdman, visiting today, Sherry Kontos. If you got a question or comment, you can find us online at yourlifeafterwork.com and, of course, at 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along.
We are.
This is the Sherry segment.
I know. I'm excited about it. Okay, so we're coming down sort of the close out the year.
Yeah.
It's December. Yeah. I can't believe it. I'm so far behind on everything, but that's beside the point. Things to do before we finish up the year financially. Things that can be done financially before we finish up the year. Now, here's one of the reasons I brought this up. This segment is really kind of from the millennial point of view, or for millennials, or what millennials are asking. And I'm interested because I have some very important millennials in my life. My kids.
Yes.
So the conversation that I had with one of them, I won't say which one, was how can I end up with more money? Like, okay, I have a paycheck, but how can I actually end up with more money? And I'll just say it's my son-in-law. He works with a lot of people, has a lot of people under him that are like him, millennials, most of them, asking the same question. People that are his clients asking the same question. It's not about what their paycheck is. It's how to have more at the end of the day, and also be prepared for retirement when it comes time to land the plane, as you so eloquently spoke about.
Yeah, you can't have your cake and eat it too, is the first thing. You know, the first thing that you have to accept, mm-hmm. is that it is not a paycheck. It is not a snapshot.
Right.
It is truly, this is what you're trying to accomplish over a lifetime of planning.
Sure.
So helping you get more money today, I can do easily, but you added that second caveat and still be able to retire.
Right.
I think some of the wisest advice that's out there is to pay yourself first before you get used to using it. If you're making $10 an hour, you may think that that's not a lot of money, but believe me, there are people who are working who are making $9.
Sure. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So if you save money before you get it used to being in your budget, it's the reverse of what I talk about with your life after work, where I talk about you know, the one thing you don't want to add to is expense for standard of living, right? Mm-hmm. When you retire, my job is to replace your standard of living,
right?
Not your income, right?
Right.
So if you can save a percentage of your income and commit to that along the way and pay yourself first, you've got a better shot of succeeding at the end, mm-hmm. and a better shot of being happy along the way.
Right.
Now you've got to remove that emotion of trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Sure.
Right. And it's, you know, make the most out of what you have, but also understand you pay yourself first and you'll be okay.
So the other thing I I'm sure you will talk about this in this segment is the whole tax planning point of view.
Yeah.
So I found this blog and it was written by a millennial who is not a financial person at all, just from her perspective, how she could end up with more money, five things. And I thought it was interesting because some of them are things that I myself have been thinking about.
All right.
So I just want to see what you think. First one, look for more affordable healthcare options. And the reason she said that is because there are options out there.
Yep.
There are...
The better in health you are, the better off you are.
Right.
To be able to go. But there's becoming more and more groups. Medishare, for instance, is
exactly.
one of those.
Oh, I know.
It's out there. Much cheaper options for people.
I know.
As long as you have no pre-existing conditions and you follow what that group does. In this case, it's a Christian organization.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've been looking at that myself. But her point was, so let's say you find a better option that is less per month that you're paying. That money that you're saving then goes into savings, you don't raise your standard of living.
That
you
correct.
Put it away. So
otherwise you're just getting more today.
Right. Tax planning was her number two thing.
Okay.
And we talk about that. We could talk a day on tax planning.
At least.
You just need to call Joe is what I'm going to say there. Review the budget for the year. And I thought this was good because I did this exact thing when I moved. I looked at the things that were monthly. I set stuff up on automatic pay and I forget that it's there. And I'm paying things like twice for the computer virus, to save me from all kinds of crap. Twice, two different companies. I'm not using them both. I mean, there's things like that. So this is the time of year to look through all that. Don't renew it.
It is a headache to cancel a credit card. But if you call somebody and tell them that the credit card was lost, they will give you a new number and everything that is on auto bill will be stopped.
Yep.
Until you reaffirm it.
Which is not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea for people who are in the habit of signing up for things with credit cards.
Right. A fourth thing, suck away money into your retirement account. Here's what I was so excited about with my own personal, important millennials. They're doing the Roth already.
Good for them.
Yeah. So I want to come up, and I haven't done this. I meant to do this now. But if a couple at age 30 is doing the $5,500 a year each, $11,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and put it away in a Roth and you assume some moderate rate of growth, mm-hmm. they're going to be in good shape by the time they retire if they do that.
That depends how much money they make.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
And so one of the challenges for people who had a reasonably standard income their entire lives, as long as they saved the right percentage of income, they did okay.
Right.
That's why I give you the two targets. One, you've got to save the right percentage of your income. Second, you've got to contain your standard of living. Because
right.
what happens is all of a sudden I get to be 55 and somebody goes, Joe, we can't afford to lose you. We're going to double your income, but you've got to agree to stick around for another 5 years. Now, if I take that doubled income and turn it into my standard of living, then the 11 grand a year he was putting in the Roth isn't going to be enough.
Isn't going to be enough, right.
But if he worked his way up the rest of that, maintained his standard of living regardless of what his income did,
mm-hmm.
right, then you're okay.
Then you're okay. Okay, well, the very last thing was save the surplus, which we've already talked about.
Yeah.
You put it somewhere, but that's what I'm going to leave with you to say what would be your advice with if you have extra money, you've done all these things and I don't know.
So the first thing, the money goes to the 401k if you've got a job, 403b if you're not for profit, up to whatever the match is.
Right, exactly.
And then if they have a Roth option in there, you may want to add more to it under the Roth side. If they don't have a Roth option, in my opinion, you start putting money inside of a Roth. But don't forget the third part. That's money that's after tax.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where this daddy-daughter talk comes back into play.
Right.
Right? And when one of the last things, I taught at Purdue for 7 years, 14 semesters, and one of the things I told my students, said, when you graduate today, there is going to be some gray-haired gentleman, hopefully in your life, who loves you,
mm-hmm.
who's going to look at you and going to say, Sherry, you pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody else is going to worry about it. You got to take care of you.
Right.
Right. And I'm 100% daddy of two daughters, 100% on board with that conversation.
Right.
But where most people take that then, now the gray-haired gentleman says, so you go to work, you get that job, and you start putting money in that 401k, and you'll be amazed what it's worth later
mm-hmm.
on. And here's where people really don't understand taxes. My kids that were graduating from college didn't pay any federal income tax. They paid Social Security tax. They paid Medicare tax. That has nothing to do with a 401k.
Right.
And so here's this gray-haired gentleman who's loving them, who's trying to give the best advice, but not understanding the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
So when your millennials graduate and get out in the workforce, put everything you can into the 401k up to the match. Always take free money. Free money is good money, right?
Yeah.
Always take free money. But that next dollar, you really want to start asking yourself the question based on your unique situation. Remember, God made us all unique.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your unique situation, based on your current tax situation, based on your past experiences, current circumstances, and future hopes and dreams.
Right? What is the wise thing?
What is the wise thing for you to be doing right now?
Yep.
And every dollar doesn't get created the same.
No.
I'm not some ogre that says you save money forever to retire and not worry about today.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do everything working together. I look forward to a wonderful, wonderful year with you folks. Shoot us emails. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, 800-928-4001. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,